WOKC News.
More sponsors for Cattle Drive. With WOKC News, I'm Charles Murphy. The TDC this month agreed to a $10,000 sponsorship for the Great Florida Cattle Drive that begins on Sunday in Okeechobee. They're having an all-day festival at the Okeechobee Cattlemen's Arena on January 31st, and the TDC is also sponsoring that. Robbie Sumner with the Cattle Drive says there'll be plenty of good promotional opportunities as kids around the state in classrooms will be watching this cattle drive.
They're making a TV series, kind of mini movie, on A Land Remembered, and some of those film crew people are going to be on hand for the drive too. So there's going to be a lot of coverage for Okeechobee County. That's one of the reasons that I think it's important. It's not just a bunch of cowboys and cowgirls herding cows for a week.
The cremation of a cat has resulted in a bill in the Florida legislature. State Senator Gail Harrell says her constituent, Lori Sullivan of Palm City, had the cat cremated, got remains, but the remains weren't her cat's. She'd like to have more regulations on these crematoriums.
When she opened the ashes, it was obvious that, given the tooth that was in it, that it wasn't a cat. And she sent it off to the University of Florida and had it tested, and there were human remains in the container, as well as glass and metal.
Some skeletal remains that were found in June of 2021 at the Canal Point Recreation Area have been identified as a U.S. veteran. Palm Beach County Sheriff deputies are looking into the death of William Wolfgang McGinnis, originally of Boston, Massachusetts. They got DNA from some of his relatives to confirm it was McGinnis. He lived a transient lifestyle later in his life and traveled across Florida in areas like Cocoa and Hollywood. They're not sure what happened in this case, and the investigation is ongoing. You can call Crime Stoppers there if you have any information at 1-800-458-TIPS. You do remain anonymous, 1-800-458-TIPS. Osceola County and the city of Kissimmee having a public feud. Mayor Jackie Espinosa spoke against a county commissioner advocating for a Salvation Army Service Center in downtown Kissimmee. Espinosa wanted to know where the commissioner was at the public hearing.
Where we hear Commissioner Peggy Chaudhry, who should be here, telling us why she thinks this is such a great idea.
Resident Andrea Ruiz says she thinks this will help the entire community as there's a shortage of senior housing.
The facility would allow us to expand our vital services we already provide. Imagine a space where families can access food assistance, housing resources, job training, and counseling services all in one location.
An Okeechobee man, Waylon Cleary, is charged with attempted sexual battery after an incident on Thursday morning. I'm Charles Murphy, WOKC News.